Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the United Stands. I'm Mark Goldbridge. Manchester United 1, Bournemouth 1. And look, I'm sorry. I struggle to see how, as a Man United fan, you wouldn't take the positives from that. You look at the game, you watch the game. We totally and utterly deserved to get at least a draw out of that. And that is some positivity and confidence going into what is our bigger game on Thursday, of course. And look, I think the first thing I would say is, obviously, we're going to do the player ratings in a couple of minutes, but the big thing is that if we'd lost that game, which was possible, I would have said the title would have been unacceptable instead of Rasmus, because we had 25 shots to their 8. And we had 6 on target to their 1. So we've created lots and lots of chances. But how many of those chances were shots from, you know, the halfway line? Like, Bruno, before we equalised, hits one from 40 yards. There's still 5 minutes to go. And he's shooting from 40 yards as the captain of the team. And of course, Garnacho did it more. Mainoo did it. Agate did it. So if the captain's doing it, everybody's going to do it. So Bruno shoots from 40 yards, got no chance of scoring. We then work at a situation where we put a cross in the box and we score. And it's like the simple, if I'm Amrim, I'm literally saying, and that's the thing. I thought you'd learnt it against Lyon. You know, when Casemiro didn't shoot and he put it into the back post to Maguire and we won the game. I thought you might have figured it out then. But you've had to do the same thing again and learn, haven't you? Stop shooting from places you're not going to score from and play the next pass and put the ball into the area where if you do get a shot, it's going to go in because it's only 6 yards out. That goal we scored was brilliant. It goes in, Agate assists it towards the goal and Rasmus gets the tap in. It's a brilliant goal because we actually work the ball into dangerous situations and put it into a dangerous situation. I don't know how many times we're going to talk about this, but until this team learns to stop shooting from stupid places and showing lack of respect for your manager and your fans and actually do what you're paid to do, play football, we'll be fine when we start doing that. I mean, look, you know, I'm sure in the player ratings, people were going to give Rasmus and Obi below a 6. And I would expect Rasmus now will get a 6 or a 7. But ultimately, he can't pull a goal out of his arse. You've got to put it in the area where a striker can score. Obi nearly scored one as well. It was deflecting in the bottom corner. Someone got a block on it. So put the ball into areas where people... I mean, Mount nearly scored as well. We nearly scored 3 goals in the 6-yard box from putting the crosses in. But we've got so many players that persist with shooting from distance. It's got to stop. Like, literally start playing as a team, working the opportunity to put the ball into the danger area, and we'll be fine. Take the confidence. Take the confidence. Let's all forget about the stupid shooting from distance and realise that as a team, we worked the situation to get the draw we deserved and take that into the Europa League. Because if we play like that, we'll be fine. We'll be absolutely fine. If we don't play like that, we'll struggle. And it's as simple as that. And look, I've got to hit this head on. The amount of people I've been sent screenshots... I'm sure there's people out there doing content that are absolutely gutted that they can't have a big old moan about Amrim. Can we just highlight these morons in our chat who are trying to make this about Ruben Amrim? If he's got Ten Hag's players and they're low IQ players, how the hell are they going to play a high IQ system? Until he gets his players, you can't judge this manager. You can't judge a car without an engine, and we haven't given him an engine yet. Oh, but we've given him Dorgu. Dorgu's 20. He's been here 3 months. His whole career is based on a relegation side in Italy. This is too early to be going after Amrim. So shut up. If you want to moan about anything, moan about the debt. Moan about the sackings. Moan about the idiot who got into bed with the Glazers. Moaning about Amrim is just so narrow-minded and foolish. I actually think these people want to see United fail. I genuinely think they want us to lose games. I genuinely think those people will be sat there going, oh, got out of jail, lucky. Lucky? We were lucky. I know we're not playing well, but tell me how we were lucky. We've had more shots, more of the ball. We could have scored 3 or 4. We could have had a penalty at the end. This referee was an absolute clown. I thought he was going to put a bloody wig on and start makeup on his face and big boots. That probably was a penalty on Obi. You're soft or not, it probably was. And let's not forget the red card. I mean, how that's a red card and the one in the first half isn't is hilarious. So we should. And let's not forget, if that's a red card in the second half, which I think it was 100% a red card in the first half, they scored straight after that. And they'd have had 10 men for an hour at 0-0. So we'd have won the game. So don't talk to me about United were lucky to win that game. I think we were bloody unlucky not to win the game. So I'll take the point. I'll take the positives. And more importantly, I'm focused on the Europa League. And we will be in a better position mentally now than we would have been if we'd lost that game. It will just give the team a little bit of a boost. Corrid says it's not too early, Mark. We must have doubts now. I'm sorry, mate. Look, argue amongst yourself, but I've used the words the word moron. I don't like using it, but moron is a person who is going in on Amrim at Man United when he's not been given a pre-season or a summer transfer window yet. It's completely and utterly moronic. And I'm not going to explain why again. He's had no pre-season, he's had no transfers, and he's working with a shit bunch of players that got the manager that they were bought for sacked. Until he's got that pre-season, we're just surviving. It's as simple as that. And blaming it on Amrim, who didn't want to start till the summer, is even more moronic. So we're blaming the guy who didn't want to start till the summer because he probably knew this was going to happen. You should be blaming the people who caused it, not the manager. You are right. It seems part of the fan base doesn't want us to succeed, says Karen. Are they real fans? I just don't get it. Surely, I actually saw people online when we got the equaliser, you know, almost offended by it. I remember when McTominay scored those goals against Brentford and I did a match reaction and people were like, oh, I'm not going to enjoy that. Not going to enjoy that. It was embarrassing. I'm like, you're not going to enjoy that. Do you not understand that when you pick a club to support, the whole point of it is you enjoy them winning? Like, I don't know where we've lost that. I really don't. But look, that's not what I'm here to talk about. Useless team ever playing against 10, still losing the ball. Any other team would have won that in the last 15. Changed Dorgu early, says Daffy. See, negative. Bruno moans at others for things he does himself, says SG. Our current attack is dreadful. Sign up Cunha and Mbeumo, says Marvin. What was the point of playing two strikers when we barely put a cross in? We had more long shots than crosses, says Pau. Bruno gave Ricky a lot of reel for his next Instagram hate video, says Jolene. Michael, you're a muppet, says Marcus. Still think Amrim's to blame for the mess we're in.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Michael. Let's move on. There was a couple of things I wanted to talk about, though. I think that it would, before we do the player ratings, and you can do that through the link in the description or scan the QR code, get involved in that. Looking forward to doing that. But there was a couple of things I wanted to talk about that I spoke about at the start of the game. And I think these are always interesting. So if you haven't subscribed to the United Stand, please do. We're live every night at 8 o'clock, and I will be live at 8 o'clock tonight after the Man City Forest game, which I'm doing on That's Football. But I wrote down a couple of things before the game. Garnacho and Luke Shaw. The reason I wrote them down was I thought against Lyon, Luke Shaw was miles off it. And I just wondered with another week of training whether he'd be any better. Still looks miles off it. Still looks miles off it. Look, he wasn't bad in the last 10 minutes when he hasn't got to defend and all he's got to do is overlap and put a cross in with no pressure. But defensively, he looks miles off it. Now, is that just because he's not match fit and we're giving him game time? Fine, I understand that. But there has to also be a conversation that he hasn't played football basically for 2 years. maybe he's never going to get back to that. So we need to monitor that. But look, good for him to get 90 minutes, but you can't put him into a game like Bilbao. You just can't put him into a game like that, I don't think. As for Garnacho, I put Garnacho down because I thought against Wolves he played well and basically should have had 3 assists. And what I wanted to see today was Garnacho looking to find assists again. And I think what we saw, again, was Garnacho reverting back to wanting to shoot again. He's 20. I get that. But the indiscipline of some of these players, I think it's... I just think it lacks... I saw Ugarte come on and do it. I don't dislike these players, but I think it needs to be studied. That's all I'm going to say. Bruno, Garnacho, Mainoo, Ugarte, anybody else, it needs to be studied why it is they get into a situation and think, I'm going to shoot. Now, I'll tell you why it needs to be studied. Because when you shoot from 30 yards out, statistically, you have a less than 5% chance of scoring. So 95% of the time, you're going to miss, which means the opposition are going to get the ball back. So you're basically giving the ball to the opposition. When they shoot from there, there's always a pass to keep the ball and keep possession and maybe work a better opportunity. So when they do it, it's illogical. Why do you keep doing it? Why do you keep doing it? We're not good enough. We're not winning 3-0. We're not a good team. So why do you do something that basically is going to give the ball back to the opposition? It needs to be studied. And you know why I don't use Casemiro on that? Because I know it got mentioned, but to me, it just needs mentioning again. If we go to extra time against Lyon, I think their goalkeeper was better than ours and they'd have won on penalties. Casemiro picks the ball up with barely any time left, loads of space in front of him, approaching the edge of the box. There are players in our team that would go, oh, my name's in lights. Oh, this is my moment. This is my moment. And they're going to shoot. And you watch Casemiro and you see him sort of think, I could shoot. And then the IQ, the legs might not be willing, but the IQ kicks in and he goes, hold on a minute. I could shoot, but if I do shoot, the chances of me scoring are minimal. But if I do, I get all the glory. However, if I ping this up to the back post, which is easier than shooting, Harry Maguire's on the back post and he's one of the best aerial players in the world. I know what I'll do for the team. I'll play the better percentage ball. Pings it to the back post, Maguire scores, we win the game. How many of our players would actually do what Casemiro did? But Casemiro's been proved right. And that's what I'm talking about. It needs studying why so many players take these shots. Because it's beyond a joke now. It's more of a joke than how many interviews Amrim does. It's ridiculous. And it needs talking about. The only thing I'll be critical of Amrim on, and I will be critical of Amrim here, is why the fuck... And I use a swear word. Why are we passing out from the back on their goal? Watch it back. Onana gets it, gives it to Shaw. They've both seen it. Onana's looked and given it to Shaw, and then Shaw's looked and given it to Dorgu. And on both occasions, Bournemouth have got a man on every player that you're going to pass to. Every player is marked by a Bournemouth player. They've gone man to man. The midfielders, the fullbacks, they're all marked. And Onana still goes, I'm going to give it to Luke Shaw instead of booting it. And then Luke Shaw goes, I'm going to give it to Dorgu under pressure instead of booting it. And by the time Dorgu gets it, a Bournemouth player's gone to Luke Shaw. So there's no pass. It's literally unachievable to play out from the back, and we still did it. Now, is that the manager telling them to do that? In which case, it's suicide. Or is it just low IQ players who can't be adaptable? Now, I think it's the latter, but I include Amrim in it because it is a coaching choice as well. But if I'm a coach, I'm not going to say, no matter what, play out from the back. I'm going to say, I want you to play out from the back when it's on. But if it's not on, don't do it. And that was never on. And we keep doing it. And it's so easy to play against. If you know somebody is going to take a touch before they pass it, you're going to sprint towards them when the ball's going towards them, knowing they're going to take a touch. And United are just too easy to read. Too easy to read. Kinya also shoots a lot from outside the box, but I think his stats are better than any of our players, mate. If we sell Garnacho and let play Kuna, will we better this fascinating world? They're too busy listening to the mainstream pundits, Mark, saying that Amrim should make the players low IQ. These players are uncoachable, says the game are on Xbox. Shaw played a full game. Hopefully it hasn't killed him, says Emily Derry. Fault lies with owners and Ten Hag, says Corey. Not sure why Harry and Tyler didn't play today, says Matthew. I want to see Forest beat City, says it's Cyan. Glad we got the draw. What happened to give Amrim time like people were talking about when he first came in, says SK. Mate, there's literally a post I retweeted this week from a Sporting fan in November that basically said it will take a long time. He's going to have to get rid of players before it starts to work. He's going to need players for it to start to work. And if you're not going to be patient with Amrim, you may as well not bother. And yet there are people in our fan base who won't be patient after 4 months and no preseason and a transfer window. It's like you've literally been told what's going to happen from Sporting fans who saw it, but you've decided you know better than everybody else when you don't. You literally don't. Right, let's do the player ratings. Mark every player out of 10, 6 being the average. We've got to move through this a little bit quick because I'm meant to be on the That's Football channel for the FA Cup semi-final shortly. You can get involved in this. Links in the description or scan the QR code, which is not here. Links in the description for it. Get involved with it so you can do it every week. It's just a quick sign-up process and you're in. Anana... 5. Yeah. Some will say that's a little bit harsh, but I think he nearly got beat from a free kick that hit the post, and that would have been incredible. The playing out from the back in the goal annoyed me. The punch from the... I think he's played worse, but there's a lack of confidence in him. I thought it was a really, below par performance. Maybe 5.5 is fair. Yarrow 6 for me. Don't think he really did anything wrong. We've conceded one goal and he wasn't part of it. So for me, I'd say Yarrow was a 6. Maguire again, I don't think he did anything wrong. 6 for me. And it was, probably not a bad thing to get him off for a few minutes because he'll be a big game on Thursday. Luke Shaw was a 4.5 for me. I know he played better in the last few minutes when when we were attacking, but defensively he just looks miles off. As some people said, it looked like a Legends game, Masters League or preseason game, which maybe it is. Maybe it is a preseason game for him. Maybe his fitness is going to get better and better. I accept that, but it doesn't change the fact that he looked miles off the pace again. In fact, on his performance today, I'm amazed we didn't get knocked out by Lyon. He came on at half-time against Lyon. That was a week and a half ago. Looking at him today, I'm not surprised. We could have been knocked out. He's just miles off at the moment. Hopefully he'll get better. Mazraoui was actually going to be my man of the match, 6.5. I thought he was our best player until he went off. I thought he was our best player. He seems to be, somebody said it in the watch along, they're absolutely spot on. He seems to be the only player that doesn't get impacted by the shit that's going on behind him. I think I am going to give him man of the match. I can't think of anyone that's going to take it away from him. So I'd give him man of the match. Casemiro, probably a 5.5 to a 6, was a bit off it today. Wasn't his best game in relation to recent weeks. Mainu, I sort of say 5.5 as well. Look, what I would say about Mainu is coming back from injury, very, very important that he's back, but we need these players to get up to speed quick. I know, look, Wayne Rooney would get injured and it would take him 4 or 5 games to get back.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Once he was fit. So you've got to say that sometimes players are going to take a little bit of time. But he was one of the players guilty of shooting from distance. I just think when you're a player like Mainu and you're obviously searching for match fitness, why not just get the ball, play the ball, move? Get the ball, play the ball, move. Like, get your sharpness up by just doing the simple things. Don't need to do too much. Dorgu, I think he struggled today. I give him a 5. I like the player. I'll defend the player. He's 20 years of age. He's been thrown into a difficult position. Again, he's another player who's playing too many minutes. Ideally, you'd be bringing a 20-year-old from Italy in January, and there'd be a senior left back that they can work alongside. He's playing every bloody week at 20. I think it's inevitable. As a learner driver, which is what he is, he's going to have games where he's good and he's going to have games where he's bad. I've seen people in the chat writing him off already, and this is why we shouldn't buy kids, because people don't have any patience. And I think Dorgu is a prime example again of why, you know, this Wilcox and Berada and everybody else obsession with buying young players is going to be a mistake, because nobody's got any patience for them. So I would admit he was below average today, but I would also say it's fine. I'd expect him to have some below average games. He's playing a lot of football in a high pressure environment. He's 20 and he's only just started here. So I understand why, but some people won't. Bruno today's got to be a 5. I thought he was below par. I don't know why. Maybe Bruno is better when he's playing more regularly. He's had a week off, but I actually thought Bruno had gone off in the last 20 minutes. And then I thought, well, he can't have gone off. So yeah, just one of those games from Bruno today. We know how important he is. He's massively important, but he just wasn't at it today, was he? Garnacho, I think, has got to be a 5 as well. At times, he looks like he's such an important player, and I think he can be, but I think he reverted back today into that erratic slash selfish player that doesn't look up and look at what's going on. There was a lovely ball from Bruno, actually, just before we scored, where he put it to the back post of Garnacho, and all he's got to do is nod it back into the danger area, and he tries to control it, and I'm like, just pass the ball. Rasmus, I'd give him a 6.5 today for the goal. Strikers live off goals, and you know, it was an important goal, and I think that we saw it with Obi as well. When you start putting balls into the 6-yard box, Obi nearly scored as well. It's a big goal. Hopefully he can build on that. A bit of confidence, and yeah, look, there wasn't a lot going on until the last 20 minutes and the goal was scored, so I'm happy with that. Lindelof, 6, did okay. Agate, 6, did okay. Eriksen was hardly on, 6, did okay. Mason Mount probably should have scored, but yeah, 6. And Obi, 6. And Amorim today, look, I almost think again, has he not coached a win? Has he not coached a win when you look at the volume of shots we've had? But, you know, probably a 6.5 is fair today. I think that we probably had a lot of votes before the equaliser as well. That's probably swayed some of these scores, to be fair. But look, all in all, I'm happy with that draw. I'm happy that we didn't lose. And I think the players just need to block out the negative and focus on Thursday. And if I'm a player, I'm not taking any notice of anything negative. The next two games, if you win, all these doubters and Amorim outers and sell this player and all this, they're all going to shut up if we're in the final of the Europa League. So that's all you need to focus on. And as a team, you found a way not to lose with another late goal. So block out the noise and focus on the team. That's all they need to do. That's all they need to do. The job is Thursday and the following Thursday. It's not today. But you didn't lose today. And I don't think it was acceptable to lose today. And you didn't lose today. Brentford next week's very different. Like Brentford sandwiched in between the two. I think that's a different type of game. But today, I take the point as a good result. I'd have took it before the game. We were better than Bournemouth as well. We were better than Bournemouth, and Bournemouth are a good side. I mean, will people talk about that? We were better than Bournemouth and they're a good side. So I don't see the negative other than I think some people want us to lose. But we were better than Bournemouth and we've got a bigger game on Thursday. Whereas for Bournemouth, that was a huge game. And I thought Bournemouth were dirty as well. Maybe the Bilbao connection with their manager, I don't know. I thought they were really dirty. Jude says better. I think we should have won. I watched the game, mate. I think we should have won. I don't think we played well, but I think we should have won. So therefore, I think we were better than them. They didn't do a hell of a lot. We had 60% possession. They looked dangerous on the break, and they defended well. But I think we should have won the game. Game over. Focus on Thursday, as Belonce says. Thanks everyone for watching. Your man of the match is Mazraoui, and I completely agree. So thank you everybody for that. I completely agree. Smash a like on the video if you agree with that. Get over to the Match Reaction fan forum. Just shout Rasmus, Rasmus, Rasmus. It'll wind up a few people on that fan forum. Rasmus, Rasmus, Rasmus. Anyway, I'm off to watch the FA Cup semi-final. I'm going to be on That's Football in a couple of minutes. Take care, everyone. I'll speak to you all in a bit.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.